You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. We are going to get to the rest of these calls about Connor McDavid. And 4:30, Evan has been hard at work. We made a joke about this yesterday. I hate press conferences. I mean, I think they are amongst the most useless things on the planet. Well, MSU has introduced its new AD today. So I'm going to grade the press conference. Now, part of this is tongue in cheek because the things I would want the AD to say, he's never going to say at a press conference. So Rico will be more the voice of reason. And no, I don't think that's homerism. I think it's about voice of reason.
Yeah, he didn't come out with a paintball gun. So, yeah.
All right, we're already off to a bad start.
And I have checked. No one's gotten fired yet.
Okay, well, again, bad start. But look, we're going to have some fun. Evan has been kind enough to help us. Let's get to it. Let's get to the people. Harlow is up next, 97.1.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Hope everything's going well.
Yes, sir.
It's been a little while since I've called, but this one kind of hit home, and mainly because of my friends. It's something we talked about for years. I'll use the Four Nations as an example. I think the reason why that was so successful wasn't political unrest as much as when it happened. It was the middle of February. You know, football's done. Baseball hasn't started yet. Basketball was in the middle of its boring regular season. And that kind of brings me to my second point then is if hockey wants to be more relevant, start a month earlier and end by the end of April. Get out of this overlap of sports. You got basketball and hockey at the same exact time. And myself and my buddies, we're all part of golf leagues. It's June. You're committed to doing those things. You want to get outside. You want to go fishing, go to the beach, go to the boat. Move your sport. I mean, you know, we know they're not going to get rid of games, so just start sooner. Same with the NBA. Start 2 weeks sooner. Be done by the end of May.
Listen.
People are busy this time of year.
Arlo, I'm with you. I feel the same way about baseball, and I understand it's exciting because the Tigers are really good. But you know what I don't care about? Baseball during week 7 of the NFL. It's a very hard sell, and I also think, look, hockey doesn't deal with this because it's an indoor sport. I think you start to affect the quality of the games when you're playing in 36-degree weather. Baseball and head warmers are not meant.
Completely agree.
So, yeah.
My second point is something you guys already mentioned is the promoting. I know Connor McDavid, but I got to say I've never seen him in a Jake from State Farm commercial slap-shotting a puck at Aaron Rodgers' face before.
True.
Well, you know, kind of interesting.
Harlow, that's interesting, is you're right. Hockey, what is the biggest player endorsement in hockey, Kenny? I mean, you watch more of it than anyone. What is the Jake from State Farm ad for hockey?
Are you talking about players or are you talking about an ad?
An ad. Like, what is it, a tire store in Guelph? Or, like, what are we talking about?
the player would be Pasternak, but the ad, they always do this, like, Stanley Cup ad every year. It's the only one that I can remember was from 2 years ago with that song First Kiss with players kissing the cup. I thought that was a neat little ad.
No, but like no player, like Harlow brings up a fascinating point. Basketball, baseball, football, hockey. What's the biggest endorsement
deal?
It
used to be Pasternak. He used to do something for, I think, maybe
I mean, like I said, I saw Cooper Flagg in a New Balance commercial. It's like, yeah. Or your boy, Jason Tatum, in the Superman commercial for the movie. And he was promoting that. And you got sick of it.
But the fact that I can't think of a one that's relevant and probably on TV right now is a problem.
Oh, yeah. Or just like I said, Jake from State Farm. Like, you know, you got Caitlin Clark. She's in those things. Like, there's no identifiable face where you're like, yes, that's Mr. Hockey right now.
God, that's how depressed are you?
Oh, you know, I've lived it for three rounds now. I'm used to it.
Okay, we'll go to Chad 97.1. Chad, what's up, buddy? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Good, Chad. What's up?
Yeah, just kind of touching base here. I mean, on why McDavid, you know, isn't viewed as a spectacular, you know, from a marketing standpoint. You know, it's like other sports like basketball and, you know, NFL, players are more noticeable on television. You know, you turn on a basketball game, you see Steph Curry on TV right away, right? He stands out. You see LeBron James. You see, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Whereas in hockey, from a, you know, if you're a casual fan, if you don't have a deep appreciation for the sport, you turn the game on and all these guys look the exact same, besides their, you know, their name at the back of their jerseys and their numbers. That's all there is for a difference when you're watching a game as a casual fan.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, go ahead.
No, it's, I think you're hitting on something too, is like, if you don't totally know what you're watching, it's really hard to watch it for the average person. You don't need to know the nuances of football. You understand what's going on. Hockey, you got all these lines on the ice. The puck's hard to find. For the average person, it's not approachable.
And the rules aren't consistent either, because there's guys that, like, you'll see a guy punch a guy in the back of the head, he'll get kicked out of the game, and then somebody will do the same thing in the very next game, no call. But, I mean, there's no consistency in hockey.
But there's no consistency in any of those rules, Kenny. I mean, balls and strikes. Come on. Seriously. Pass interference, non-pass interference.
Now, there's a lot more pass interference rules in hockey than there are in
basketball. That was a foul. Sports. This wasn't a foul in basketball. So the rules, I get what you're saying, but
it's frustrating because I want to invite people into the sport, but people are like, I don't know what the hell I'm watching. How can I watch this?
And that's just tell them to shoot the puck.
You're also just missing the highlight reel plays. Like you know, you don't have the highlight reel plays like you have in other sports, unfortunately. It's just the nature of the game. You don't have the buzzer beaters. You don't have the posterizing slam dunks. You don't have the walk-off home runs or, you know, things like that. So
the thing they used to – I mean, Chad, the thing they used to be able to market was some of the huge hits. You know, the Scott Stevens stuff, that's all been taken out of the game. The Darius Kasparaitis hip checks, gone. The fighting, largely gone. And you're right. There's not enough scoring to really – have that type of highlight package. I mean, certainly the scoring is better than it was, but it's not 1985 again.
Also, for the hits thing, I mean, it used to be a little bit like jacked up in the NFL, where it was like, all right, we probably shouldn't be doing that.
No, but Kenny, I understand it. We're talking about just what would get people to watch. No, no one's looking to see Paul Kariya die on the ice. No.
Exactly what I was thinking about.
No, I know.
Brutal hit.
I know, man. It's just, I don't know another way, because I don't know what you're selling. But, like, you have the greatest player possibly in all of sports on the ice tonight. and you open the show saying ratings down 25%. And you know this isn't going to be some big ratings thing. It's Edmonton and Paradise, Florida.
And Connor McDavid's the ultimate example of that guy that called in, the caller. He's about to go very fast. That's Connor McDavid. That's Connor McDavid to a T. He's right. Always about to go very fast.
But he's also excited. Got personality of, I believe the caller said, wet cardboard. That's pretty difficult.
And with that, that's tough to sell on social media.
Am I wrong for rooting for them?
No.
I know Canada would get a cup, but damn it, he's too good to not have one.
But I don't know. You said the Panthers are like the Niners.
They are. Cheating scumbags.
All right, let's go.
Unlikable.
Let's go.
Okay, then. 248. Let's go to Kent, 97.1. Kent, what's going on? Oh, boy. Kent, what have you done?
Your call is very important.
Well, we gave Kent a shot. Let's try one more time. Nope. Okay, then. Okay, then. We'll move along.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Mm. Hockey, poverty sport. Can't place us on hold. It's a joke in there.
What's happening here?
What the hell? Like, what is...
Cause he's
not
at work.
But they're not saying your call is valuable to us.
Because he's at work, so I think this is just...
Is that Paul Woods in the background?
No, no. Here, go ahead. Do the Paul Woods remix.
Wait. Is this saying no, no?
Okay, we're done.
This was a large waste of time.
It was. It's okay.
I was amused.
I'm sure Kent had a lot to say. Do you want to get into our grading the press conference? Evan is chomping at the bit to do this.
Yes, because I am. I want to hear the first question because I know it'll be the most irrelevant.
Evan will join. We're going to have some fun. And I do legitimately want to see if I'm going to get off to a good or bad start with our new AD. You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.